Greetings, EastEnders fans. Welcome to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 24th of February and the 27th of February 2025. How are we all? Is everybody enjoying a little bit of sunshine? We've had a little bit of sun today. We're hoping it's going to last into the weekend. And joining me today is the fabulous Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Ree, how are you? Thanks for that weather report. Very, very good. There's a weather.
I don't
weather
know why.
I know you do this sometimes, don't you? When you do the intro, you often talk about the weather. Just because it's the British thing to do, isn't it? Talk about the weather.
I've got a window next to me as well. So it's usually, you know, something to look at and go, well, it's sunny, isn't it?
When you get bored listening to me, you just kind of stare out the window. I've seen you do it, to be fair. So, hi, everybody. Have we recovered from the madness that was EastEnders last week? How are you feeling now, Ree, about Martin's death? Because I feel like when we recorded last week, we literally recorded the day after the live episode. Because I woke up on recording day feeling a bit down. I was like, well, what's wrong with me? And then I realised it was because I was partly grieving Martin Fowler, the fictional character. So how are you feeling now about it?
Well, what, now that we've had a chance
Now we've had a chance to digest it and sort of grieve and sort of...
Honestly, I think it's going to be a massive mistake.
I'm kind of over the idea now, and I kind of think,
oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm kind of just like, it's interesting. Because what I realised this week was that I've never thought about Martin Fowler so much as I have done this week, or the week out, or the week before. Like, he was a piece of the furniture, piece of EastEnders
just
furniture.
Just thinking that, yeah.
But in terms of, I mean, don't get me wrong, he was a great character who I'm going to miss a lot, but I feel like the show can move on without him. And I think this week did prove that there is definitely storyline potential in a show without Martin Fowler. But
I know what you're saying, because until Ruby had come back, really, had not been involved in anything that major of recent times.
Exactly.
But it's like you say, he's part of the furniture, and he was a legacy character.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like there could be moments in the future where we go, this would have been a great time for Martin to have been around.
Maybe. Time will tell. I mean, we are very much still in the aftermath period of Martin's death. So we'll see kind of what happens moving forward. But I tell you what, this week has been a great week, hasn't it?
It's been really good. Do you know what, though? I must admit, at the start of the week, I'm like, oh, God, this is so somber. And, you know, like,
really, really sad.
I know why, but it was quite heavy.
It was really heavy, but I thought that they absolutely captured that grief of, like, just having
lost somebody. It needed
to
be, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very justified, but I was still like, oh, God, I don't know if I can handle this this week. I think been a bit of a public mourning, hasn't it, I guess, for our
absolutely.
Martin.
You wait till the funeral. Oh, yes, we're all going to be standing out in the streets with black armbands on. Yes.
Well, we had some news, didn't we, last week after we finished recording?
Recording? Yes, we will talk about that later on in the podcast, because that potentially is very, very exciting. So stay tuned for that. But this week we had not only the grief of Martin, but we had a lot of stuff kicking off with Grant. Everything might have changed in Walford after Martin's death, but it seems that some things never will change when it comes to Grant and Sharon. We'll talk about that in just a moment. And then Cindy's decided to do a bunk, but she will definitely be back. I think that's pretty fair to say.
With something up her sleeve, for sure.
Indeed, yes.
For sure. But meanwhile, Rob, before we get started on all this, it's now March.
It is now the first of March. Yes.
Which means
we get to change the calendar and I get a new naked man on my wall. Very, very exciting. So, say goodbye to Mr. February. That was Billy. And let's see who our naked man...
You'll be missed, Billy.
You will be missed, absolutely. let's see who our naked man for March is. Oh, it's Peter. What a body that guy's got anyway. That's not bad. Four, I say.
What's he holding?
He is holding what appears to be a large pie, I think.
Oh, a large pie, not a bag of spuds.
I think it might be a bag of spuds. It looks like a large pie with the quality of the picture, but I...
Yeah, I do apologise about the
No, It's a pie on a plate. That's what it is, yeah. Covering his spuds and courgette, that sort of thing. Yes, so I should look forward to having that on my wall for the month. Thank you very much.
There we go, Mr. March.
That's Mr. March. Right then, should we get on with it?
Yes, in this week's Albert Square After Dark.
Right, let's kick off this week. We're talking about Grant. So, we had a feeling that Grant was probably going to leave this week, and he did. But he had quite a week, didn't he? Quite a busy old week.
Yes.
Bit of an
Do you
emotional
know
roller
what?
coaster for Grant, I think.
I've loved having Grant back. I were actually a bit gutted when he left at end of the week. Like, well, I feel like we could have got a bit more out of him,
I think
but
so, yeah.
you'd always leave us wanting more, which is what they did.
Well, do you know what? I think that what happened with
Left
Grant
someone
this
wanting
week.
more, hadn't
A.
he?
I feel like this week with Grant has actually very much left the door open for a potential return. Not like full-time return, because I don't think that'll ever happen, but
Yeah.
like a future return in the not so distant future. I think for a start, he's definitely going to be back for Nigel's exit, for sure.
Yeah.
And the fact that he slept with Sharon again this week kind of means that there's going to be some sort of scenes between him and Phil a bit further down the line, because that's not going to stay secret, is it?
Well, you don't know, though. You don't know. It depends at what point somebody would think they need to reveal it. To be fair, it's probably going to come out to Teddy before Phil, you might think. Is Sharon going to be pregnant? I'm
Well,
joking. I really
I
hope not.
mean,
I
well, I
really
don't
hope
see how she
not.
possibly could. Now, come on. The past two kids that Sharon's had, she technically shouldn't have really have been able to have, because
Yeah. Oh,
she
God, yeah.
had,
Oh,
yeah,
God,
she
yeah.
shouldn't
I
have been
always
able to,
forget that about
yeah,
Sharon.
she really shouldn't be able to have any children now whatsoever. But if anybody can have a miraculous reproductive system, it's our Shazza. So
And
you
what
never
is
know.
she? At least 50, isn't she, Sharon,
She's, I
now?
think she's in now,
Because,
and at the very least, in her late 50s,
yeah,
approaching
because
60.
Albie, she was already in her 50s, weren't she? Which is like
Albie raised her
very
eyebrows.
difficult.
I'll
Yeah.
be raised eyebrows, so God knows what we'd think if she came pregnant again. But you never know. You never know. But Grant did have quite the week this week. I mean, where do we start? I mean, we'll talk about the Sharon stuff first of all, because
Yeah.
it was always going to happen, wasn't it? Like, he rescues her from the derelict
The
wreckage of the
collapsed
Vic,
building.
collapsed building, pulled her out like a fireman. It was always going to send Sharon's juices a flowing, wasn't it?
My
Really.
hero.
My hero.
See, I wondered this, right? And I thought to myself, and obviously with what Sharon's been going through this week, so she's lost
Lost
Martin.
Martin, yeah.
And I thought, let's say Grant wasn't here, right? And
It would she
Phil
have
had been
shagged?
here.
Maybe, yeah.
Genuinely, though, if you think
Well,
about it, if Grant had not been here, it had been Phil who'd saved her from the building,
yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Phil wasn't in his current situation, would Phil have been the person she'd have fallen back on in that
I
moment rather
very
than
much imagine
Grant?
so. I mean, let's be honest, whoever had pulled her out of that building, anyone apart from Teddy, probably would have, because she's
Which
a grief
Mitchell brother's
sex.
here right now? Yeah.
Grief sex is a thing. It's been
Bit
a
of
thing.
nostalgia for her.
She was sat there thinking, do you know what? It's the 40th anniversary. I should probably have sex with Grant. That's probably what I need to do. That seems like appropriate thing to
It's
do.
been about 30 years since we've
Been a
done it,
while
so
since
you
we slept
know.
together, Grant. Let's get upstairs now. Thank you very much. But of course, the next morning, she's all like, no, that shouldn't have happened. That was a very big mistake. Sorry about that. I'm with somebody. You're with somebody, apparently. That shouldn't have happened. So Grant kind of goes off in a mood about that. But I do think, again, something else that Shazza sort of revealed to Grant about Mark. He found out this week that Mark does know that Grant is his father, but has just sort of kind of
Yes.
vied to stay out of contact with him. So I feel like there is material for Grant to be getting on with if and when he ever comes back to Walford. I know he's always going to be popping back and forth, but there's stuff for him to
Mind
be
you, his
doing.
last cameo were about 10 years ago, weren't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, for this for the
So I would,
2016 was his last appearance.
yeah. So, but with, like you say, how they've lined things up for him leaving, it feels like he could definitely make another
For
cameo, but
sure.
whether he will remains
I
to be
think he's
seen.
definitely going to be back for Nigel's exit. I feel that's pretty much definite. I feel like he must.
I feel like he needs to, especially if we're with Nigel when he dies.
Which
If
I
that
feel like
happens, then we
surely
do
we're
need
gonna.
to see Grant.
Yeah, of course. So even for the
Yeah.
funeral, even for the funeral, even if he's not there for the actual death, he needs to be there for the funeral, surely.
Definitely.
Because he does find out about Nigel's dementia this week.
Yes.
Because Grant and Nigel are sort of living together at the Mitchell house while Phil's away. And he finds, things like there's little clues throughout the week for him, like, tea bags in the kettle, which I would actually argue, bit of a life hack, I think. I think you could get away with that. You know what I mean?
Point, actually,
You know what I
yeah.
mean? Why bother with the whole teapot thing when you could literally just throw the tea bags in the kettle? That
Yeah,
is in
that
it.
is so true. Do you think they break though? You know, whilst it's like proper
No,
bubbling inside.
you don't like throw it in while the kettle's boiling, but just throw the tea bags in
Oh,
when the kettle's
okay.
boiled and then just stir it in. And then why bother? You know?
You might
I
have a
think that's
point,
it.
you know.
I think Nigel came up with a life hack there. I don't think it had anything to do with his dementia. I think that was all life hacks.
You know what? Yeah,
Why
fair,
not?
fair.
When I was at uni, we had a teapot at uni, and we discovered putting milk into the teapot, that means that you just get milked tea poured straight
Game
into your
changer.
cup. Game changer.
Depends
Life
that it
hack.
depends how milky you have your tea though, doesn't it? Because I barely have any milk these days, you know.
Yeah, but you know, you put enough in there, you think you can adapt. But yeah, it
Yeah,
depends who you're
true.
having your tea with. But if it's with the people that you
Yeah.
have a tea with every day and you have similar tea, why bother with all the
Yeah.
different pouring and put
Fully
different
fair.
con
Why do
yeah.
I not remember you having a teapot at uni anyway? More to the point.
Because I think it broke.
I was say you never cracked that out when I
Second year.
came round. It were in a mug.
Second year we had that. Yeah.
Ah, fair enough.
So there we go. So yeah,
Yes.
he overhears Nigel and Yolande talking about Nigel's diagnosis this week. That's how he
Yes.
discovers it, and he's really cross that Nigel never bothered telling him. And you can come. This is the thing. Nigel spends the week basically saying, "You're rubbish at this, aren't you? I don't know why I called you back. You're rubbish at emotional things." And to be fair, we were sat there last week saying, "Grant's rubbish at this sort of thing." I don't know why Nigel's invited him back.
Yeah, literally.
To be fair.
Then. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because we've had all these scenes with like Nigel and Phil and Grant not being so great. Then
Yeah.
you've got somebody like Bianca who he's had all these moments with this week.
Yeah.
Somebody he doesn't really get along with. Do you think maybe that distance helps him be a bit more emotionally involved with somebody?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Grant is the sort of person that, yeah, he puts on this old facade, but I think he is somebody that just is really rubbish at dealing with emotional issues. So it's easier for him
Yeah.
to run away to Portugal and pretend none of it's happening and maybe get the odd occasional terrible phone call that he can just sort of process on his own and then come
Yeah.
across to Wofford when he's ready to deal with the situation. But I think people have got into the habit now, you know, with the whole Peggy thing, like nobody told him the full story until he was actually back in Wofford to make sure that he actually came back. So it's a kind of awkward one with Grant. He's
Yes.
worse than Phil, I think, actually. Like, Phil's not great with it, but I think that Grant actually might be worse.
I know what you said. I feel like it's because he's almost too emotionally involved, like because like Phil and Nigel are people who he's really close to, even though he's
Yeah.
not seen Nigel for, oh, Phil arguably for
Yeah.
a long time.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
then when he had those moments with Bianca, because he's not close to her, he didn't feel as emotionally involved, so he's able to help her more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it was just, I just loved everything to do with this week. And then when he eventually did leave, you know, after Sharon's rejected him, because when he went to see Phil, and that didn't go well to start off with, because Phil was like telling him that he's dead to him, doesn't want anything to do with him. And that's nothing to do with the fact that Grant kind of wasn't that brilliant initially with the whole mental health kind of breakdown that Phil was having. That's more to do with it being the straw that broke the camel's back and the fact that everything that Phil has gone through over the past 10, maybe even 20 years, Grant's barely been there for it. Like, he doesn't even bother giving him a phone call or anything like that. So it was a case of, do you know what? Why are you here? Piss off. I don't care. Go away.
Do
I'm
you
done
reckon
with
it's a
you.
two-way street though? Do you reckon Phil's been trying to get in touch with Grant and Grant's not returning his calls? Because you
Oh,
know, like if you're
yeah.
not making an effort as well, you can't really
Yeah.
blame somebody for not doing it
Yeah.
back, I
Yeah,
guess. Yeah.
absolutely. But then, who apart from Grant? Because really, the only people that ever tend to get in, the only reason Grant tends to come back to Wofford is if somebody else other than Phil gets in touch with him and goes, "This is going on.
True.
This is happening." Whereas I don't think Phil's got anybody that would do that for Grant for him in Portugal,
Yeah.
because he's fallen out with Courtney
Yeah.
now, we discovered this week. So him and Courtney aren't speaking.
Louise in Portugal.
I don't know where Louise is actually. I can't remember where
I'm
Louise is.
sure, because I'm sure they said, because they had that scene with Lexi, and they've told Lexi that Phil's gone to Portugal to help Louise
Oh
or
yes,
something.
that's right. Yes,
Feel.
that's right.
Yes.
You could be
So I
right.
guess
Yeah.
Louise, but again, I don't know whether Louise had necessarily
Never.
been
How
the
would
person
Louise
to be able
know?
to talk Grant into it.
Yeah, and how would Louise know that if it's going on? Because no one's because
True.
yeah, she's not that
Who's
bothered
getting in
either.
touch with Louise? Yeah.
They're a mess of a family, basically. They are an absolute mess of a family.
Yes,
If you
I
think your
know.
family's bad, look at the Mitchells. Let me tell you, you're nothing on them. Yes. Grant eventually just decide. I mean, he had a lovely conversation with Bianca in the laundrette. Loved that. Those two
Yeah.
sort of put their differences aside, which felt so earned, actually, because they had a really in-depth conversation. Because he discovers Bianca having a bit of a panic attack in the laundrette
Yeah.
after she's struggling with the whole Reese aftermath. So.
But this is what I mean. He were able to talk to her about things like PTSD, but then when he's face to face with that kind of thing with his brother, he's not able to deal with it.
Because he doesn't care about Bianca, really, does he? Like,
That's
Bianca
what I
isn't somebody
mean.
that's
Like,
important to him. Whereas Phil is actually, there's a responsibility that he's got with Phil that he's not prepared to face up to. Whereas with Bianca, it's sort of like, you're just gobby chav who I don't really care too much about. You know, yeah, I can help you through. All right, okay, you're having a panic attack. I can help you through that immediately. But you're still talking to the woman who kind of quite rightly has told you everything that you did wrong in your relationship with Tiffany and how you're basically nearly responsible for her death, even if you weren't driving the car. You know, there's a difference there, I think. I think it's very different to being faced with someone that you've actually got an emotional responsibility for to Bianca.
Yeah, fair. No, definitely.
But they
But they
really left
were.
things on a nice note this week. I liked all that sort of thing.
Yeah, it was nice that he confided in Bianca as well. Oh, he confided it in Bianca about Sharon, so she's going to tell somebody. There we go,
As if
surely.
Bianca is the only other person apart from Sharon that knows that that went on. That doesn't bode well a bit. Don't tell
That's going
Bianca
to come out.
secrets.
I can imagine she's going to tell Teddy in some capacity, or
She'll
maybe
have some
Nicola
random
or something.
random argument with Sharon about something, won't she?
Yeah, it'll be something like that. That'll be how it comes out. There we go. Sussed it.
But when he eventually does decide to leave Watford, he's told Nigel that, you know, you're coming to Portugal. You're coming to Portugal with me. I'll look after you. That's absolutely fine. I think Nigel is initially tempted because if you know you're gonna die, there's worse places than Portugal, right?
Yeah,
A swimming
definitely.
pool, cocktails on the hand. I
Bit
wouldn't
of
care. Wouldn't
sun.
hate. Yeah, wouldn't hate it.
We all love a bit of sun.
Yeah, wouldn't hate it. Yeah, as you can see through your window. Yeah, no, wouldn't hate it. But he does decide ultimately to sort of stay in Walford and stay with Phil because I think he and Phil are now on a very similar footing where they're going to support each other through the difficult journey. And it's going to be interesting to sort of see how that plays out because Nigel's going to get worse as Phil hopefully gets better. So it actually will hopefully work out alchemically quite well. Alchemically? Alchemy, you know what I mean. So yeah, that's going to be fun. But he
I did
turns.
think when Grant first offered Nigel to go to Portugal, I did think, and who's going to be there when Phil comes home then?
Yeah,
That was
exactly.
my first thought. But good, I'm glad that Nigel's staying, because I did think, oh, Nigel's going now. I thought we had him for a bit longer than this, but we do, thankfully.
Can I say, I love every single little modicum of Nigel. I think Nigel's return has been one of the big triumphs of this era. I love him so much. Everything, right down to the way that he is, his really kind of affable, nice man personality, all the way to the jaunty little ties that he wears all the time. I love
The
him
way that he
so
holds
much.
himself, like with his hands, like in front,
And the way that he is not scared of the Mitchell brothers whatsoever. Like, he's known them for long enough, fair play, but he will stand up to Grant. I was looking at some classic clips of Nigel and the Mitchell brothers. There's been so, like, he smacks Grant after Sharon Gate because he put Phil in hospital and didn't care about it. Nigel absolutely walloped him one, and Grant didn't do anything back to him. Like, that's the relationship that
lad.
they've got. Absolute lad. And that's the relationship they've got. Like,
Yeah, no, I
so
know
I
what you're saying.
can't wait to sort of see more of Nigel with Phil and just because that's been perfect. I've loved every single second of that.
How long do you think Phil's going to be in the is it mental he's in the mental health unit, isn't he? How long do you
I don't know how
reckon he'll
long
be
that
there?
takes. I don't know how long that takes. I would imagine maybe, I mean, in Soapland, maybe a couple more weeks, maybe
Yeah, I think I don't know
about
if
a
he has been
month.
sectioned or not. He may well have been since they
They
first
did
took him
use the
away,
word.
but
I think they did use the word
they did this
sectioned this
week.
week. Yeah, yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
I think they usually last about 28 days, and then it's a
Yeah.
case of whether they're still, so maybe a
Yeah. So
month.
maybe about a
I don't know.
month. Maybe about a month. By this time, presumably Nigel will be on the decline ever so slightly as well. So that's going to be sad.
And we were saying, oh, as soon as Phil gets out, him and Sharon are going to get back together. Well, maybe they're not going to now
Maybe
that
they're
this
not
has
going to.
happened.
So how long before? I mean, let's be honest, Sharon and Teddy are not long for this world, are they?
No,
At all.
I'm kind of glad I've not been that big of a fan. I understood the appeal and why they were drawn to each other, but I was saying as well, I think Nicola and Teddy are a great match, but again, we need to have the it's nice to have the little feud in, isn't it, at
We
least?
have other things kicking off with the Nicola and Teddy dynamic in the next couple of weeks, which we won't spoil for now, but needless to say, somebody got something right.
Juicy.
It's
Stars.
juicy. Stars. So yeah, really, really good stuff with the Grant stuff. I think he might be back soon at some point. That's my prediction. But you know, I think towards the end of Nigel's story, I think we might see Grant again. I would hope. It would make sense for him to
Hopefully.
come back for that, surely.
Yeah,
We'll
definitely.
wait and see. Right, ladies and gents, a couple more tiny stories before we get to sort of what was the main bulk of the week with sort of the Martin aftermath, and we'll start off with talking about Cindy. So, some sort of smaller storylines for this week, was the culmination of the Cindy stuff. Cindy's gone for a bit. Not sure when she's going to be back, but she's basically gone away to go and stay with Geeta for a little bit, and she's going to plot while she's there. I mean, let's be real here. It very much seems that there's no sort of additional twist with the Kaffee thing. Kaffee did it. 100% Kaffee did it. That's it. It's done.
This still feels very underwhelming, I've got to say. If
Yeah.
it, I don't know, it feels like there's something missing, or is it just because we were expecting more from it or
Yeah, I think
something?
so. I
You
think so.
think?
I think the way that it's all sort of played out now you look at the whole picture, it does make sense because that's sort of linked into that bit, and that's then linked into that bit. And you know what I mean? The storylines are sort of interlinked, but it just sort of.
I want answers though. Where was George?
Yeah,
Where
with
was George on the
the
night
stuff we
then?
don't know still,
Yeah.
which presumably is going to be its own little story away from the Cindy thing. Like, presumably, wherever George was is going to be mentioned at some point because we still don't really know. We don't have any clue where George was
But
whatsoever.
I feel like we need to know some of these answers sooner
Yeah.
though. Because like, where's George? So we're just assuming that Kathy decided to put the shovel in the vic,
Yeah,
then in the
who put
cellar.
the shovel in the vic? Why would, yeah, that's what I mean. So Kathy whacked the Cindy over the head and then tried to frame one of the knights for it. It feels
Yeah,
un-Kathy like, doesn't it?
was that her thinking, or did she just panic and just
Yeah,
shove the shovel there?
maybe, but either way, we need to know.
Why did Peter burn the scarf? Why did Lauren have blood on the scarf anyway? Why was Peter burning it?
Well, unless the
Why did
blood from
Kathy happen to put the locket there of all the places that she could have put the locket? Why was it in that cupboard?
Yeah, well, that
Or
could have
did
been.
Peter genuinely put it there?
Really, I don't know if that's a question, really, because I think she was just trying to hide it there, and so that's
No, just
just
not very well, like the
what.
shovel, I
Well,
guess.
yeah, I mean, it was hidden well enough so that Priya never found it, but Ian came across it quite quickly.
True.
I don't know. Yeah, there are some unanswered questions which I hope they do address at some point soon because
Yeah.
it does feel a little bit incomplete. But I'm just sort of like, I guess
Why
it
was
is
Anna
Kathy.
washing blood off her hands?
Yeah, why was that happening? Like, there's stuff I think clearly that was just meant to put in there just to throw us off the scent, and then which it did. To be fair, it worked, but only
Yeah.
because I think that we were so sort of like stunned by how well the whole Sick story whodunit was presented to us that we kind of were like, well, that must mean something. That must mean something, and it's sort of like, well, did it mean anything? I don't know.
Yeah. That is true. Maybe they should have done them the other way around, actually, because the
Of the
six are
sixth and the
so hyped
40th,
up and
yeah.
we're constantly looking for, like you said, so many clues for the
But you
six
know,
stuff.
yeah. But then I think that you need to look, if you then look at the way that the w last week played out, like the whole crash only happened because it was Kathy. You
True.
know, so
Very
that's the
true.
re
Yeah.
there is a reason
Yeah, yeah.
why it was like that. But it just sort of feels like I think actually what. The point of it is that the Cindy whodunit thing actually wasn't the main climax. So I think that's maybe why it felt a little bit underwhelming because everything that sort of happened then was much bigger than anything the Cindy storyline could ever hope to develop because Martin died and things blew up and, Reese died. Like everything that happened was because of the thing that was going on between Cindy, Ian, and Kathy.
True.
So.
True. I don't know though, even the point of like when you think about it, when you probably read it on paper, like Cindy's pointing a gun at Ian,
Yeah.
it all feels very dramatic, but it still didn't quite land that way when you're watching it. I don't know. It's
Hey.
still not quite sitting right, but hey, it's
It's what we've
Cathay.
got.
It
It's what we've
wasn't
got.
Kurjo. It
And
100,000% was not Kurjo.
it
That's why
100,000%.
it wasn't
And
on
who
the
else was it,
suspect
Re?
list.
And who else wasn't it? Or who else wasn't it 100,000% either? Wasn't Louis either?
Louis.
Wasn't Louis
There's still
either?
time.
No,
There's
there
still
isn't.
time, Ralph.
No, there isn't. No, there isn't. Kojo
Yeah, I
is very
think it
much
is
not
just
Kojo's
Kathy,
because
innit?
Kojo and the knights moved into Sonia's because Sonia very
Oh,
kindly
yeah.
said to Linda, "Well, all of you come here. Said rather than you all cramped into two rooms of the B&B, come and cramp into three rooms in my house. That's much better."
Yes.
And Bianca obviously is kind of d not dealing with that well. Really nice stuff between Bianca and Johnny this week, I thought, by the way. That came out of that felt
Yeah,
like
that's
it
a
came out
nice
of
little
nowhere,
friendship.
but I really liked
Yeah.
it. I thought that
Yeah,
worked
I'm
quite
here for
well.
that. Because I think Bianca was obviously feeling overwhelmed with like all of
Yeah,
the stuff around her, reminding
understandably.
her of being in the
Yeah.
garage unit that Rhys
Yeah.
had got her locked in for all that time. Also, then receiving that phone call about his body.
Yeah.
Why the ri Who rings landlines these days anyway? Do you think
You
they
said
tried
this.
Sonia's phone
Yeah,
first?
maybe I think they did, but then you messaged me and said that about Sharon's phone. Like, why has Sharon got a landline? What's going on there? Like,
It's true though, isn't
who
it?
has a landline? Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so Cindy has gone off now, so
Yes,
who knows?
sorry.
That's sort of put to bed now, I think, until Cindy decides to return, effectively, isn't it?
Yeah, and she had that meeting with them all there as well, didn't she? And
Yeah. Just to
we're
do it
like,
in the
oh, well, it
most
will one of
Cindy-like
you.
way, just to give them all, like, just to make the situation very much about her just before she left. That's Cindy through and through, really, isn't it?
Do you know the only part of me that wonders if it's not quite over is I'm now starting to wonder if Elaine was more involved than we're led to believe. Like maybe she saw
Why?
Kathy. Because Elaine, I feel like Kathy and Elaine were written in the very similar way throughout it. Like, well, if I'd have done it, I'd have done it properly. I just
Yeah.
wondered if Elaine maybe had seen Kathy do something
I
or
don't think
suspected
there's
it. I
anything
don't
more to
know.
it. I think that's
Fair.
it now.
No, I think you're right. I know.
Yeah,
I
I
know.
think
I'm just
that's it.
hoping, I'm just clinging on for
Yeah.
something a little bit more, but fair
Yeah, I
enough.
think we're done. I think we're done with it. I think that's it. And I think literally the whole whodunit was created in order to make everything that happened at the Vic happen. And I don't think there was anything more to it than that, story-wise, I don't think, to be honest. Yes, it will then, whatever now kicks off with Cindy. However, I do think Cindy's days surely are numbered now. Because once it comes out that she was responsible for basically everything that happened, that's much worse than anything Kathy did, right?
Well, this is what we were speculating, isn't it? Will Kathy then be faced with, do I come clean about? Because I think, well, something we'll get onto in a minute. So I think Stace is starting to feel a bit guilty
Yeah.
about everything that happened. And
Yeah.
then I think when the funeral happens, Kathy will start feeling guilty when she can go, well, actually, it was all Cindy's fault.
Yeah.
Then thinking, but I can't tell anybody that it's Cindy's fault, or everyone will find out that it was me who tried to kill her. So that could be a whole big thing
Yeah, I
around the
feel,
funeral still.
but I feel like when that does come out, that Cindy was the one that was responsible for the car crashing into the side of the Vic, and then the result, you know, then the explosion happened because of that. I feel like Cindy can't, like, how does Cindy stay on the show after that? Because the first thing that people are going to want to do is call the police, and then she gets arrested and put in prison again,
Well, she'll
surely.
do a classic Cindy where,
Fake
she
her
don't take
death.
any accountability for
Oh,
anything. Oh no, we're
yeah.
thinking that as well. She'll not take any accountability, and all she'll just keep saying is, yeah, well, Kathy tried to kill me though. That's why, like, I just found out that Kathy had tried to kill me. I just found that out. So it's
Yeah.
actually all her fault. I didn't
Yeah.
do anything. What do you expect me to do? Of course,
I
I'm
was a
going to throw
victim. I
Ian
was a
in middle
victim.
of the road.
Yeah, I was a victim in the whole thing. I was the victim of a violent attack. I was just defending myself. Yeah, that's how Cindy will try and do it. But then I think that
But
even,
realistically,
I think that the history that she's got with Ian will go against her because she tried to have him shot. So it's not like she hasn't got previous experience of trying to kill Ian. So I feel like the Kathy thing will sort of go fading away into the background and it would all be on her. But then
I
this is
don't
war for
know.
the
There's a
police, so who knows?
lot of things that I don't understand moving forward. Like, I was adamant that Junior had be gone in 40th
Yeah.
week, so I don't know where his character goes moving forward. Again, Cindy's character, like you say, there's various reasons why you'd say that Cindy's, days are numbered, really, on the
Yeah.
square. She's upset
Yeah.
enough people, hasn't she? But
Weirdly,
hey.
I feel like they could have held off on the Cindy whodunit until this comes out, and then she's got a whole square full of enemies that could what quite happily try and offer, and they could do that for next Christmas.
There's time yet, Rob. There's
Hey, why
time.
not? Why not? I mean, it's only Cindy Beale would be the victim of two separate whodunits, wouldn't she? She'd quite like that, I think. I think
She'd
she'd
love
quite
that,
like.
being a
She'd
victim
love that.
twice.
Victim twice, she would adore that. Marvellous. The only other thing, really, that, and this was very minimal, for good reason, throughout the week, was the Denise and Jack thing. They've sort of introduced themselves as to the rest of the family, and everybody's delighted for them. And
Hot
that's
new
it.
couple. Ugh,
Yeah.
bore
And
off. No,
that's
I'm
it.
joking. Like,
No,
that's the
that's it.
result. Whatever.
That's it. That was the story this week. Everyone looked at Denise and Jack together and was like, oh, that's nice. Cool. And that's
Well,
it.
We were saying this though, weren't we? Because you were saying, do you think they genuinely recorded both scenarios? And I was saying to you, they probably did, and we're not going to see a lot of Denise
No.
until like they
No.
start filming after they knew what the actual
Because
choice
now
was.
they're in that story writing room going, right, well, how the hell do we make a storyline out of that? Like, what the
How can we
hell
make
do we
this
do now? How
interesting?
do we do that now? Like, they would have filmed those Denise and Jack scenes and thought, well, let's hope that that doesn't go. Let's hope that that's not the choice. But, you
Don't
know,
put too much effort into this one,
no,
guys, because
that
it's
won't
definitely
win.
not going to be
Don't
that
worry. That
anyway.
won't win. It did win. It did win,
It
and we're
did
there.
win.
So I guess we'll wait and see how the Denise and Jack stuff plays out. I've
Can't
got,
wait.
I can't wait. I've got faith they'll make it good eventually when they get
Yeah.
around to it. But I just feel like it's. I wish that it had gone the other way. That's all I'm saying. I wish it had gone the
Yeah,
other
I
way.
agree, but they must have something planned because they did have to plan for both scenarios. So
Yes.
we're gonna have
Yes.
faith, aren't we, Rob?
And
We're
eventually,
gonna
it's
try and
all.
have faith.
Yeah, and eventually it'll go on to the path, the main path, like I said last week. They branched it out if Denise chooses that option or that option. But both options will eventually sort of branch into the same road to the main storyline that they've got planning. So we just need to wait until that happens, and then it'll all make sense. There we go. So the main bulk of the week, ladies and gentlemen, was the aftermath and the grieving of Martin. Right, ladies and gents, on to the final section now, and that is the aftermath basically of last week and the square sort of coming to terms with what's happened and sort of realizing that Martin is no longer there. I mean, like we said at the start, Monday's episode was heartbreaking and everybody absolutely like knocked out of the park. No more so obviously than Lacey Turner, who is just such an incredible actor, isn't she? Like she could walk into the Vic and ask for a drink, and I'd want to give her an Oscar. Honestly, she's just
Literally,
great. She's
she
just
is
great.
incredible.
But
I just
go on.
go on. I was just going to say I'm sad that she's going to go at some point, as we know, but
Well, I can tell you, I think I've seen pictures for the funeral. She's back for that. So I have a feeling that she's probably going to be leaving in the next week or so, and then she'll go and have her baby. In that time, go and knock the nation's socks off for the live performance
Live
and then come
episode,
back. Yeah, and then come back, you
fair.
know.
She's powerhouse, isn't
She's
she?
just incredible. She really is. They need to nail her to the floor. So let's have a conversation here about Ruby and Stacey. Now, where are you with Ruby at the moment? Because I felt
Go
quite
on.
sorry for Ruby this week.
And I thought, oh my God, shut up, Ruby. Can't stand you.
No, that's well harsh. I don't agree with that at all. I felt really sorry for her. But I get it. I'm obviously Team Stacey, but I really felt for Ruby this week.
I see both sides. I think Ruby is handling this in a very Ruby way. Like, how she had the memorial and it was all wine and,
Yeah.
like classy music. I don't want to say classical, but it was very
Classic.
Ruby. But it was
Yeah.
all for Ruby. It wasn't
Yeah,
for Martin.
absolutely. Yeah,
That's
no, I agree.
why
Yeah,
I was a
yeah,
bit annoyed.
yeah.
And obviously, she then just took this event from Lily. When it was just meant to be a little gathering of some friends, she just completely took that offer. I totally get it though, and I totally understand. And I know from Ruby's perspective and from everyone's, to be fair, she was with Martin when he
Yeah.
died. She is essentially the widower in this scenario,
Yeah.
but everybody's treating Stacey like it,
Yeah.
which would get you back up as well,
I think
fairly so,
so.
as Ruby.
I think she could have been a lot worse, to be honest with you.
Yes, she could have, but. Rather than making it about Martin, she's making it about herself. Whereas everybody else is trying to make it about Martin. That was my.
Yeah.
But I understand why she's doing it, and it's her way of trying to cope with things. And she's being a mum on top of things to a very
Yeah.
young
On her
Roman.
own. Completely on her own.
I get it. But also, just like, I don't know, I just absolutely loved Lily this week as
See, I thought
well.
Lily was a little cow this week for what she did. Like, I get the grief that she's going through. Don't get me wrong, I understand that, but she didn't need to do that. She didn't
She
need
didn't
to
need
do
to
that in
do
front
what
of
she did
everybody.
at the memorial. No, she didn't
No,
need to do that. No.
like I get that she's suffering. I get that she's grieving. I just think that I thought Stacey was great this week when she just decided, you know what? Let her have that. Let Ruby have that. There's nothing to be gained from Ruby knowing what he said to me just before he died whatsoever, because that would be just for Stacey. That wouldn't be for anybody else. Why give? Why does Ruby have to know that? It's got nothing to do with anybody else. That was if Martin had sort of got out of there alive, then yes, that would be something that they'd have to sort of address. But the fact that Martin died, and Stacey is currently the only person that knows that actually Martin truly loved her, wanted to marry her, all of that kind of thing. What is achieved by telling Ruby that?
There isn't, and I did wonder, a part of me, I suspected this was going to happen because when Stacey and Martin were having those moments, she said a couple of things like, well, why do we need a big wedding day? You know, it's enough that us two know. So I did wonder that. But a part of me is also wondering if Stacey's keeping a bit stum because she actually is carrying a lot of guilt about
Oh,
everything.
hugely. And the fact that, I mean, yes, now at the end of the week, obviously, Ruby did turn around to her and say, well, you're the reason he's dead anyway. Now, yes, I get that. Okay, like, ouch. But I don't think anything that Stacey wouldn't have been thinking herself anyway. Because otherwise, Stacey would have probably slapped her at that moment. And she didn't, because it's li Ruby literally said out loud what she feels guilty about in the first place, I think.
And what Ruby doesn't know as well, to be fair, is like they could have probably got out if Stacey had not decided to have a massive
I do know what?
conversation in
I
that
don't think that's ever
moment.
going to be, that's never going to be addressed, I don't think. The fact that Stacey literally said, until you tell me that you want to have sex with me, we are not leaving this collapsing building. I'm not taking one step
Dead
out
or
into that square.
alive,
Dead or
dead or
alive, I am
alive.
not setting one foot into that square until I've heard what I want to hear. I don't think we're going to address that,
No, probably
I guess.
not. Might be better for everyone.
But it was
Are
just
you
the fact
great?
that Ruby, like, imagine being Ruby at that moment, right? And I get it, and I know that no one's going to agree with me in the comment section about this because nobody ever does.
I don't know. I think you're actually being quite kind, to be fair.
I thought, well,
So,
maybe too kind, but I just think I think the moment that really kind of solidified it to me was when she was stepping out with Roman and then saw like Ian and Kathy, sort of hugging at the really nice moment between Ian and Kathy and Stacey, by the way. I loved that moment. That got me a little bit, to be honest with you. But like the fact that everybody, the whole square was sort of going, oh, Stacey, Stacey, you're all right, you're all right, you're okay. And all Ruby has had from anybody is a sympathy card from Jean. And Zach, who happens to live there anyway, going, you're right, Ru. And that's all she's had. Do you know what I mean? Like, I do feel for her.
So do I, but equally, Stacey is a part of that community and has been for a long
Absolutely.
time.
Yeah, I get that.
Whereas Ruby has only just come back in recent
I
months.
agree.
Not always been that great
No, I agree. I
to be
agree.
around when she
I
has
absolutely
been
agree.
there. So
And
it's more
wasn't.
about their friendship with Stacey
I agree.
than recognizing the relationships that they both had with Martin as
I
well, I
agree.
think.
Yeah, I absolutely
But
agree.
yeah, I know what you're saying.
But,
From Ruby's perspective.
and yes, Ruby, if Ruby had had her way originally, Martin wouldn't even have known that Roman ever existed. I get that. I do. I understand all of that. I get the whole thing. But I just think that I don't know whether we're supposed to be looking at Ruby as the bad guy at this point, because I really don't see her as the bad guy in this. I think she's been like slightly, she's less of a good guy than Stacey in this regard. I get that, but I don't see her as somebody that I'm supposed to be 100% against.
I don't think that is the case anyway, because they're all grieving, aren't they? And some people grieve. She could be a lot worse than she's being, let's be honest. All she's trying to do, I think the thing is she's focusing way too much on, but I'm the one who should be
Absolutely,
grieving the most,
yeah.
rather than recognizing, why don't we all just grieve together?
Yeah,
Like, we've all got relationships with him, we've
absolutely,
all got kids with him. Like, you know,
It's
it would be
become a
nice
bit of
having
a
Sonia
rivalry.
involved. Yes.
It's become a bit of a rivalry for Ruby in terms of who receives the most support and who should be grieving the most. I agree with that, absolutely.
Also, kind of fair there from Ruby
Yeah.
because, like, my partner has just
Has
died,
just
same as
died.
ex.
Yeah. Wouldn't
Like,
you be
are
a
you
bit pissed
joking
off?
me?
Would you not be a bit
Yeah.
pissed off?
Oh my God, you'd be fuming, wouldn't
I
you?
think I'd
Oh, yeah,
probably.
fair.
I'd go at Stacey with a beam, I think, if I was Ruby. Like, I'll see how you like it. Yeah? You could be together then. How about that? It's. Now, and then, yeah, the whole funeral discussion. They've clearly got very different ideas of what they want this funeral to look like. I think Ruby wants it to be kind of quite a standard funeral, whereas I think the rest of the square are more capable than Ruby is of making it very much Martin themed. They want to put Martin in
This
that
is it.
football shirt, for example. Can I just say about the football shirt, right? And I am 100% of the
You
opinion that
love
this is
football, yeah.
no. This is, I think, purely a me thing, all right? This whole thing, right, that people do when they take a piece of clothing, from somebody who's just died or has gone missing or whatever, and then just inhale deeply. It gives me the ick. It really kind of makes me feel like, oh, I don't like that. Because, bear with me on this, right? It's a football shirt, okay? Stacey and Hope inhaling deeply into it, saying, oh, it smells good, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. It's a football shirt. It probably smells of BO, sweat and beer. Do you know
No,
what
it won't smell of BO and sweat and beer. Yeah, but those might be the smells that remind him of him.
I agree
Some
with
people link
it's a me thing.
smells to
Evocative. Yeah,
emotions.
it's evocative. I get that. But for me, if I've just lost somebody, I don't particularly want to stick my nose in their dirty washing. Do you know
Oh,
what I mean?
and I would though. I totally get it. I
Yeah.
totally
It's
get it.
purely a me thing. I know it's a thing, like not even just in telly world. It's a thing in real life that people
It is, yeah.
get comfort
Definitely
from the
would.
scent of
Yeah.
like clothing and stuff. But for me,
Yeah.
I just I no, I've never no. It's
It's not
just a
something you
me.
can really recreate in any kind of way
I
either,
know.
is it? A smell.
I
It's
know.
quite distinct to a
Yeah.
person, and
I
it
don't
doesn't
like this.
necessarily smell like BO and sweat and beer
It's a
anyway.
football shirt. Of course it does.
It might not though. He might have just worn it to go to the shops in. You know, it don't mean that he went to the pub in it when he last wore it and stuff. Like, yeah, it don't mean that.
It's just a
Anyway.
me thing. It's a me thing.
It
It
is
gives me
just a
the
you
ick.
thing because
I'm
there'll be so
sorry.
many people who say, you know, when
Oh, yeah,
my
I understand
parent
that. Yeah,
passed, you
I
know,
get
I
that
kept to,
completely. Yeah, but I think there's a difference between, like spraying their perfume or something and being like, oh, that's
yeah.
more than I used to wear. I get that. Rather than just, sticking your nose in the laundry basket. I think it's just me.
No, I
Just me.
totally get it. It is just
Nah,
you.
fair
It is
enough. There
just
you
you.
go. So the funeral will approach. Ruby's now decided, well, you could do the funeral then, which again, I don't think helps her case. Does it really?
That were a bit like she was spitting the
It was a bit
dummies out of Fran,
childish.
weren't it?
Yeah, it was a bit
You should
childish.
just agree to do it with everybody. Like, this is the only thing that's going against Ruby, right? You've literally just got back with Martin about 2 months ago.
I
These
know.
people have been living with him all this time. I mean, look at Sonia. She's got a full-grown adult child with Martin, you know?
Yeah.
Stacey's got kind of a few kids. I mean, so,
I was trying to
technically.
sort of compare this into a similar situation with the Mick, Linda, Janine type setup. And did I ever feel sorry for Janine throughout that entire process? It's like, no. And I adore Janine, you know I do. But I never felt sorry for Janine as much as I do Ruby at this moment. And that's, I think, purely because I think that Ruby has completely convinced herself, rather than there being a little bit of subterfuge as far as Janine's concerned. I think that Ruby is completely
But
lived in the created this world where her, Martin, and Roman are just like love's young dream.
in fairness, I think Janine had been a lot more manipulative around the
Yeah.
her and Mick relationship,
Yeah.
so I could see why you wouldn't. Whereas, to be fair, Ruby and Martin, they just kind of bonded over the kid, didn't they, really?
Yeah.
And
And Martin just sort of
she...
was like, I guess it's just easier if I get with you rather than anything else. But again, Ruby's seen that as that's him confessing his love to me. We were going to get married. We were going to meet. We would probably have had more kids. She's just created this entire fairy tale out of her and Martin that just hasn't come to pass. And then is absolutely kind of dumbfounded that anybody doesn't see it the same way that she does.
I just, like we've just said, though, I think she just needs to accept that everybody is allowed. Because that's something she keeps saying, like when Lily's saying stuff, she's like, I'm grieving too. And it's like, you're arguing with a 13-year-old who's just lost her dad,
Yeah, I know.
Ruby. Calm
I
down.
know.
But again, she's grieving. I get it. I
Yeah, if
get it.
grief makes you very angry and grief makes you do funny
Yes.
things, I understand that completely. But
Especially
I
when they've
just,
died going into a building to save your ex. I mean, you would be pretty pissed off, let's be
I think you'd
real.
be angry. I think you'd be irritated slightly by that. You know what I mean? I think it makes sense. Briefly, let's talk about Arthur, who I didn't realise. Well, I did realise, but I don't think I really sort of kind of put it together quite so much. This is the second time he's lost a father figure in his life, and he's only like what, eight? Something like that.
Yeah,
That's
bless him.
awful. That
Poor
is
lad.
going to be our new square psycho one day. Isn't he,
Could
really? I
be.
think he
Could
could
be.
be. I think I could see it on the horizon. Who'd have thought
Oh.
that the name Arthur Fowler would be associated with square psycho? But there you go.
You
I could see
never,
it coming.
or it could go the other way. You never know, and he might be really wise, and you
Might
know, because
be.
he's experienced so much as a child. You never know, it could go
Yeah.
either way. I guess it depends on how Stacey and the rest of the family help him through it.
But that's rough, isn't it? At his age, you
Very
go through that
rough,
again.
very
Because I think
rough.
when you're that age, like you don't really compute how it's happened. You sort of blame yourself at that age, don't you? You kind of think, well, what have I
Probably,
done to
yeah.
make my daddies do
Leave
that?
me, kind
Yeah,
of thing,
yeah,
even though
yeah. That's
obviously it's not how it is.
heartbreaking. That's so sad.
Oh, poor
Bless
kid.
him. Poor Arthur. So where do we
Yes.
see the funeral sort of, I mean, I think the funeral is going to be in a few weeks now. I think they're sort of holding off now a little bit, aren't they? So obviously, exciting things are going to be happening around the funeral time. Let's talk about the
Yes.
news that we've got now, shall we? Which is all in relation to this. So we do have news regarding the funeral and what's going to be occurring as a result of this. Very exciting. Spoiler
Spoiler.
alert. Spoiler sirens! Nina, Nina,
Nina,
Nina,
Nina,
Nina,
Nina.
and Nina. Because, first of all, it's been announced that Jasmine Armfield, who plays Bex, will be reprising her role for a short stint after leaving EastEnders in 2020. Speaking of Bex's return, Chris Clenshaw has said, "We're delighted to welcome Jasmine home to EastEnders as part of Martin's farewell. There's no way that Bex would miss her dad's funeral, and Sophie needs her eldest daughter more than and Sonia, not Sophie. Sonia needs her
Sophie.
older Sophie, who's Sophie? And Sonia needs her eldest daughter more than ever. It's been 5 years in which Bex has gone out into the world, so she'll come back with renewed wisdom and experience." So that's exciting, quite right. I feel like it would have been ridiculous if
Yeah.
Bex hadn't have been there, so quite
I feel
right
like
too.
she's going to be coming back really mature as well.
Yeah, I think
Like,
so.
really mature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's been meditating under waterfalls in Thailand, for God's sake. Of course she will.
Well,
She's
I did, sorry, they said in that article as well that Sonia needs her eldest daughter more than ever. And I did think this week Sonia's holding it all together remarkably well.
Yeah.
Like, Reese has just died. She's just given birth in a collapsing building and lost
Yeah.
Martin.
She's had a
And she's
time.
trying to help plan the funeral.
Had a time. Yeah, she needs a bit of a support, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But not only that, even bigger news than that is
EastEnders' Vicky Fowler returns to Walford with a new family. As the
Woo!
love child of teen mum Michelle Fowler and Dirty Den Watts, Vicky's life has been beset with drama from day one. Vicky Fowler will set foot in Albert Square for the first time in over 20 years to attend her Uncle Martin's funeral, bringing her new boyfriend Ross and his son Joel with her. Executive producer Chris Clenshaw said, "We're delighted to have the very talented Alice, Alex, and Max with us. Vicky is back under the most tragic of circumstances, representing her distraught mum Michelle, and she's changed a lot since we last saw her. We're excited to let viewers get reacquainted with Vicky and to introduce Ross and Joel to the square. It won't be long before Vicky and this new branch of the Fowler family are making waves in Walford."
Kathy! Kathy is coming!
Yeah,
I
we were
mean,
saying we don't
I
think
don't know
she's
where
going
she's
to
going to be
return with the
from.
American
No,
accent
I don't know where she's
this
going to be from.
time.
She's going to be from
No.
Earth. That's where she's going to be from.
Yes. And so we found out a recast and
Yes,
also that
recast.
heavily hints that Michelle's not coming back.
Michelle doesn't do funerals. That's, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Michelle is such an insane woman. She didn't go to Pauline's. She didn't go to
Nope.
Arthur's. She didn't go to Mark's. But you know who she did go to? She went to Abby's.
I
Went to
saw
Abby
that
Brennings.
online last week. Like, yeah,
That's
it's just, I mean, she did happen to be in the square at the
she
time,
did.
so
So
you
she wouldn't
know.
have bothered if she hadn't been in the square. Let's
No,
be real here.
no.
But no, Michelle doesn't do funerals. She's clearly going to be too devastated to go. And so this new branch of the Fowlers is going to be there instead. And this is exciting. I like this. I mean, I always like a new family, which is essentially what this is, isn't it? So
Yeah.
let's think about this then. So Vicky and Ross, they've been
Yes.
together, and Joel is
Yes.
Ross's son. So
Ross's son.
not Vicky's son, Ross's son.
So, like her stepson.
Yes. So he's going to be sort of added to the younger cast member. So it's going to be interesting to sort of see where he fits into the situation.
Well, I'm wondering, obviously, Ruby bought the market stall. Did she actually sign it over to Martin, or does Ruby own it? Because I'm wondering if Joel might work on it or something.
Well, do you know what? I don't even know if they're going to keep the fruit and veg stall moving forwards, because it all seems to have been immortalized with that sign that Martin had made. So I can see that being a bit of a shrine to Martin at some point at the
Oh.
square, and then that being the end of the fruit and veg stall. Maybe. I don't know. I hope not, but
No.
I can see it happening. Unless, like you say, one of them kind of takes over it.
Yeah.
But
Or Ian buys it back from Ruby or something.
I mean, Ian's always said it's more of a pain in the arse than it's worth anyway, hasn't he? So I can't
True.
see Ian being that interested in that and having it again.
Or if Martin's left it to the kids, but then none of them
Maybe.
would be old enough, other than Bex,
Yeah.
to actually do anything with it.
Bex is going to. There's waterfalls she needs to meditate under. She ain't going to stay and work on a fruit and veg stall.
No, definitely not.
So this is exciting. I'm looking forward to meeting everybody and seeing Bex again. That's going to be nice. And
And
then.
the The actor who plays Ross used to. Did you used to watch The Bill?
Yes, he used to be in The Bill and he used to be in Casualty as well, and Holby
Smithy.
City. Smithy,
Yeah.
yes.
He's a very Cockney geezer, isn't
There was a
he?
very great excitement online when his casting was announced that most people were excited because he came from The Bill, but then other people were excited because he came from Casualty and Holby City. So everyone's delighted with this.
Yeah. It's a
Everyone's
good
very
cast.
happy.
Well, I'm hoping it's a good casting, yeah.
He does. I have seen him, and he looks like he'd fit into the square quite well. I think
Yes.
he's got EastEnders sort of. He can. He can. He'll be very good. He'll be very, very good. And I'm interested to meet Joel as well. Let's see what stories he brings. Let's address it right away. He's a Joe Wicks like lookalike, isn't he? That's all anybody had to
Yeah,
say about him
yes,
when his picture was up.
100%.
Well, Joe Wicks is back then with his
He's got a
curtains.
very, yeah, nice
He has,
curtains-esque
hasn't he?
style.
I should
So he's
have
going
them
to be
again.
breaking a few hearts, I would
I think
think.
so. I think so. So, who predictions? Whose hearts do you think he's going to break?
Just trying to think, because he looks maybe around Amy and Ivani's kind of
Yeah, I
age,
think so.
maybe.
So, is he going to be like a be breaking hearts between those two, maybe?
Yeah, possibly. Because Amy and Denzel aren't together anymore, are they?
So they get back
Are
together?
they? Will they, won't they? Are they, aren't they? I
Can't
don't
there's
think they
been
did. I don't
ages
think they
since
did
they've
get back
addressed the Amy and
together.
Denzel thing. I can't remember if they did get back together or not. They might have done.
I feel like, yeah,
Either way,
yes.
when Joel arrives, they won't be together anymore. That's our
A.
prediction, isn't it? Hey, there we go. So that's very, very exciting. Marvelous. So that's it for the week's talk. I thought it was an excellent week. I really, really did. I thought they covered everything really nicely. I thought the Grant stuff was excellent, and the grieving of Martin was just beautifully done. It's going to be interesting to sort of see where the Stacey and Ruby dynamic goes from here. And
Yes.
if
And
I,
is Ruby? Ruby not going to be here for much longer either, is she?
who
So
knows? I don't know how long Ruby's going to be around for. We
I thought she
shall
was having
see.
a long stint. So it depends on
And she's
how
not been back
long.
that long, really, has she? So I don't think
No.
this is. I don't think we're into long stints territory
Okay.
just yet. So I think she's going to be around for a good while longer yet.
Yeah,
So,
fair
ooh.
enough.
Gold star with Sweet Ray.
Oh God, this is going to seem very controversial. I don't agree with what she did at the memorial
You're
and
going to give it to
standing up
Lily.
and blurting that out, but I'm giving it to Lily because I thought she were great for the rest of the week, other than that moment.
It's tough this week, I think. Do you know what? I'm going to give mine to Stacey, I think. I think, because I think that she.
Oh.
I think Stacey did everything right this week. I think that she actually dealt with everything quite well.
Yeah, yes.
She was trying to do what was best for everybody despite her own grief. So I'd say Stacey for my gold star. So Lily and Stacey
Yeah.
for the gold stars this week. Marvellous. Right, ladies and gents, as usual, final section of the podcast is comments from you.
We've got a comment from Rachel Alice Junior says, Ruby can't leave soon enough, but fair play to Stacey for putting Ruby's feelings ahead of her own. I'm just wondering if this will trigger a mental health episode for Stacey. Grant and Nigel made me cry. Oh, poor Nigel.
See, I knew this was going to happen. I'm going to get no end of abuse in the comments section this week for feeling sorry for Ruby, aren't I? It's fine. I just think that I do have sympathy for her. I really do.
I think if Ruby had been back a bit longer than she had, and her and Martin had been back together a bit longer, people would be a bit more on her side. But I
Here's the
know,
thing.
I
Here's the
get you.
thing. I'm not denying anything that anybody's saying whatsoever about why you shouldn't feel sorry for Ruby. I get all the reasoning behind it. I just do. I'm just more emphatic, I guess.
Clearly,
Clearly,
clearly.
clearly. Either that or just a mug. Now, something we forgot to mention is covered in this comment from Terence Patrick Brendan, who says, Grant chatting up Linda was so out of place and out of the blue. I felt awkward watching that. Linda is just out of rehab and her home has burnt down and you're hitting on her. Nigel brilliant as ever. Can't wait to see Nigel and Grant in the next episode. So, yes. So there was a scene
Yes.
between Grant and Linda this week where Grant essentially offered Linda a week of NSA in Portugal, whatever she feels like it, right? And some people were sort of like, oh, well, right, yeah, cool. And then other people, like Terence there, were saying that felt really kind of out of place and a bit weird. Now, especially when you consider that Grant and Sharon were sleeping together in the next episode, but then that's just Grant, isn't it? However, I don't think that that scene was about Grant. I think that scene was about Linda and her just being out of rehab and starting to realize that A, she's still an attractive woman, B, she can kind of have control over her own life, and that her life can continue from this point onwards, and that she's had the strength to give herself that choice. I think it was more about Linda. I think it was about a confidence boost for Linda and about making her feel good about herself that a man was just openly flirting with her like that.
See, I can kind of see your point there, but that did not come across that clearly if that is the intention
I see, to me, it
that
came across
was
crystal like
behind the
that. It's funny,
scene.
isn't it?
No, I didn't get that at all. I were a bit like, I actually thought, oh, are they gonna get together later this week? That's what I was thinking.
Well, yeah,
But then
I.
obviously we're talking about leaving. It
Yeah.
did feel a little bit odd. He could have just said thanks for helping. I
Yeah.
understand what you're saying now that you've explained it, but I would have never come to that conclusion on my own if you've not said that.
I wouldn't have come to that conclusion if he hadn't have then gone with Sharon and that had all played out the way it had. But the fact that it wasn't mentioned again for the rest of the week about that conversation with Linda made me think it was more about Linda than it was about Grant and Linda.
Possibly. I mean, my first thought was when. Then he got back. Then he obviously got with Sharon. I was like, oh, we're gonna have a little love
Yeah,
triangle between
that
the
would have been.
three of them.
I mean, it still might happen when, if and when Grant ever returns again. There's that potential, but I mean,
You never
especially if
know.
Sharon, because really, Sharon being Linda's best mate may turn around to Linda and say, "So this happened," and Linda might go, "Oh, that's interesting because this happened with me and Grant before that
I've
happened."
actually got
So,
some flights booked to Portugal
yeah,
tomorrow,
funnily
Sharon.
that
This is awkward.
nothing to do with Grant, though, I promise. So. But I think, genuinely, I think that was just a really nice moment for Linda to have somebody openly flirt with her like that and for her to feel attractive and wanted and feeling like she can live life again without Mick and without the alcohol.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, I can see that.
Georgina Berry has said, "I'm going to miss Grant. I felt so sorry for Nigel and him not being able to trust he will remember those moments." Yeah, I mean, that goodbye was a really nicely written scene at the end of the week, wasn't it? I thought that was really, really sweet. Like, remember this, if you know, I'm your best friend. And Nigel was like, "I just really want to remember this moment." I thought that was so sweet.
Oh, poor Nigel.
I know, he's the nicest man in the world. He doesn't deserve this.
We've got a comment from Matt Cherry who says the Grant Bianca conversation, the farewell to Nigel were wonderful. Felt like it went a long way toward putting history right. Very special.
Yeah, agreed. And that's what I love. So that is what I think this era has done so well. It's just sort of looking back on those moments of history, and then the anniversary has done so well specifically as well, like bringing back those characters and kind of getting characters like Grant and Bianca back, and it's like no time has passed and they can get back to where their relationship was at before they both went away. Talking about Tiffany, talking about the anger that's between them, and the fact that they've essentially maybe kind of drawn a line into their rivalry and their feud up to that point, and they can sort of move on, and Bianca can move on from Tiffany. It's clearly Bianca has been harboring those feelings towards Grant all of these years and wanted to just blow up at him like that, and now she's done it, they can kind of both move on.
I think it's fair as well, to
Yeah.
be
Oh,
honest. So,
absolutely.
yeah. And maybe, they're probably both going to be having to make some returns starting to come with funerals and things. So, at least they can be amicable now moving forward,
Indeed.
hopefully.
Absolutely. So that's it for this week, ladies and gents. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Especially thank you to all of you, the many thousands that tuned in last week. We were kind of blown away with the numbers for last week. So hope some of you have stayed around. If you have, welcome to the family. Thank you very, very
Hello.
much. Hello. And if you'd like to get in touch with us in any way you like, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Indeed, you can. Thank you very much. Now then, next week, a few weeks ago, Ree made a prediction, and it would seem that that prediction might be coming true. So if you want to see Ree at her most smug ever, then you'll be here next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Bye for me.
See you later. Goodbye.
Bye.